What is the Finland educational model like? It is different from the Asian school model, like those of South Korea and China, which pushes children very hard, lots of schoolwork, long days, lots of mental pressure to do very well. We do not do testing. Our school days are shorter. We give very little homework, and still we do very well. There is a focus on children learning several subjects at the same time in a group setting, with the teacher as a guide. It is much more important to develop 21st century skills where you can cooperate, communicate, be together, and be creative. The teacher is able to see the strengths and weaknesses of a particular child, constructing an individual learning plan for the child in parent-teacher discussions. You don't compare yourself to others. What brought about the educational reform in 1968? Finland was in a situation not dissimilar to Thailand of today. Politically, Finland was very divided. The political ideologies were very far apart, but the leaders were able to come together and decided that Finland, as a country far away up in the north, has to show that we are capable, or else no one is going to ask after us. We neither have oil, nor gas, nor diamonds. What we have is human capital. It was decided that the way to make small little Finland with only 5.3 million people successful in the global arena is to develop our education system. We are very fortunate that this momentum has been maintained for 40 years. To reform education takes a generation. It takes a long time to bring about changes that you can see. So, how did Finland go about it? It's important that whatever one does in the area of education is based on facts, that you don't throw good money after bad money. Thailand uses a huge share of its own GDP in education. It is larger than what is used in Germany. You would think that money as such would give results, but that's not necessarily the case. So it's very important to truly study what gives results and what doesn't. In Finland, we try to approach education in a very scientific manner. The one thing that has been giving results is that we've invested in teachers. For a country, nothing is more important than its own children. Nothing is more important to the children than their own parents and families. But next to that, it certainly is the teachers. Investing in professional training for teaching education so that even kindergarten teachers have a master's degree is worthwhile. The profession of a teacher is highly valued in Finland. You become either a doctor, a lawyer, or a teacher. They don't make quite the same money as doctors and lawyers, but they make good money. And it is very difficult. Only 1 out of 10 gets into teacher training because it is such an esteemed profession. If one values the performance, then the pay should reflect that. What is the main lesson Thailand could learn from Finland? Thailand should move ahead wisely with policies that have been tested and have produced results before launching this way and then that way. You could do that in fashion. Fashion changes every few months. You cannot do that in education if you wish to have sustainable results.